Good evening, everybody. This is Kyle Worsham. Triggering Transparency is happening right now, and I am so glad to have you with me tonight. I'm out here under the stars as usual, and ready to talk. Tonight's topic is the American dream, or if you're outside of the States, just the dream in general, the dream they try to push on you. Is it working anymore? I live here in the States, and turbulent times right now, my friends. A lot of people are wrapped in their bubble, wherever their existence might be. And this dream may have changed course over years. Maybe this is the reason why there's so much discord amongst the newer generation and, you know, the older. Where are their heads at, so to speak? It was Buddha, the first Buddha, who said that to live in the future is anxiety, living in anxiety. And to live in the past is living in regret. The thing we got to do is bring it to the now. And maybe the reason that's the reason people butt heads so much. You can even equate this to a political standpoint. You know, Democratic and Republic, blue and red. And at a time, you know, this dream was palpable for some people. You know, the word entrepreneur was looked at as a silly thing up until not long ago. And so if somebody said, hey, I'm an entrepreneur, they're a deadbeat. They're, you know, a loser. If that was at a certain time, that was the stigma. And now it seems to be the other way around. You know, now it's not so much people are going after that huge mansion and a bunch of shit they don't need. Now people are actually making more conscious decisions, purchases, ways they want to live out their experience here, their existence. Not taking more than they need, leaving more than, you know, leaving the earth a better place than it was. I don't think that's such a bad idea. Maybe subconsciously this is all raising in everybody. See, the whole reason, you know, the truth is it's not meant to be subjective. I know a lot of personal truths are out there, but truth is truth, and there's no need for interpretation beyond that. Because once you start doing that and bringing into an individual or egotistical interpretation, it sways from that common denominator we all share. I hear a lot of questions about the ego and how do we know if we're living in it. And for a lot of people who don't share what I recall in my pre-birth existence, it can be a little confusing. You can get a little lost because maybe you think this is all there ever was to you and this is it. Who gives a shit after what happens because I'll be gone? That kind of talk. And I'm here to give a little clarity with that, my friends. When you're identifying in this ego so much, living in it, whether you know it or not, subconsciously you will attribute other things in egotistical forms. Say, for instance, faith and religion. There are those who claim and that they know what they're talking about, so on and so forth, but they are worshiping a physical image, an incarnation that once lived, and they think it's going to come back on a horse, no less. They can't see between the lines. They're attributing their existence outward, so to speak, their perception. Heaven on earth is but a perception, my friends. We are here to paint higher vibrational pictures on this frequency, this canvas of lesser frequency. We are here to raise that frequency up. There's a resonance that takes place. And for those who go with the flow, who are the flow, it's more than just going into the... I heard somebody say earlier today that it's more than, you know, just going with the flow, so to speak, and crashing into this ripple. It's more about recognizing that which you are flowing on. recognizing it all, recognizing the energies that are taking place, and not living blindly to them. Nothing outside of you is going to change anything, is going to help you do this. When Jesus spoke the words, and remember, Christ was not his name. So don't get the misinterpretation here. When he spoke the words, "I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one come to the Father but by me." What do you think he was talking about, dear friends? Most people would say, "Oh, I pray to Jesus and I get to God. He is God made flesh, so he's my conduit. You know, I do what would Jesus do kind of thing, you know?" And there's versions of this in every religion. And I'm not biased and I'm not attacking. I would just like you to see that there are truths in every one of these theologies, as well as there are falsehoods. And it is up to us to discern, to really see that truth, that common denominator that we all share. Because whether you know it or not, it lingers in your subconscious. Some people who think in the egotistical, you know, they would think like that. That's their conduit. But think about this, guys. Christ wasn't his name. "I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one can get to the Father but by me." But by attaining this title, this Christhood, this is not big-headedness. Christ literally means the crossing. This is in reference to what the Tibetans call the indestructible rainbow body. In correlation. The rainbow warriors, as they were known by the Hopi tribe. These are turbulent times. But as we grow energetically, the more these old paradigms will fall on themselves. We're continuing to see it. The more the creation of a new will surely unfold as we change ourselves. Because that sounds so silly. But as we do this righteously, remember, the cells in our body resonate with our Mother Earth here, our environments here on Gaia. And so in turn, they resonate with it. That resonates with the sun and with the universe. That is that resonance with all that we share. It is all so beautiful when you look at it that way. So whether people know it or not, they will be opening up. They will be revealing their self. We see it all over right now. People feel validated and justified in their beliefs. Truth needs no defense. It just needs openness. Open eyes and open ears to listen and hear and see. Every eye shall see and every ear shall hear, man. Maybe we're just supposed to raise our frequency up for when this time comes that we can actually witness that one that we call Source, the Father. That is love. We have to raise to the frequency of love in order to witness it. Remember what Jesus said in the Nag Hammadi is, you know, "Moses brought you the law. I'm bringing you the truth." So right there he lays difference. He's showing you that this Old Testament deity and new are two different ones that are referenced and conglomerated to make it look like the same being. It's a lot to get your head up. It's a lot to, you know, take in. I can appreciate that. But it's there. It's all there. All these answers are there. Things that happened thousands of years ago are still ringing true today. Still ring true today. I'm going to wrap it up, my friends, and call it a night. This has been Kyle Worsham. This has been Triggering Transparency. I am Kyle Worsham. Thank you.